that has a kind of immediacy that some of them don't necessarily have. I mean, there's some very, one of the ones that sort of sticks in my mind, and it's actually not a very good photo, but that's what makes it so memorable. It's one of, for some reason, the Sarah Ferguson is posing on a sort of policeman's motorbike, sort of leaning back. She's got her eyes closed. The policeman's got his eyes closed. It doesn't, it kind of doesn't work, and yet it works because it doesn't work. And it has this sort of bizarreness to it that I think makes it sort of, once you, I, for some reason, I can't get that photo out of my head.
Clearly there are a whole range of issues there, and thank heavens there that are, was yeah. the photograph of Sarah Ferguson you chose. That. Exactly. So it's a whole different line. There are lots of others you could have gone down the line. I don't think we'd go there. If people are looking to go for further information, clearly I'd say go to dominicsandbrook.com, but is there another alternative place that people could actually go to?
The place they should be going is photobox.com, which is where they can order copies of the book to give to families and friends as presents.
There we are, photobox.com. The magic will be there. I shall continue endorsing White Heat and a number of other texts that you've produced, because the students love it. I love it. This is great. It's wonderful to get journalists thinking about the history. Sometimes you're quite surprised about how they've forgotten the connection of the Avengers being Emma Peel and John Steed and not a Marvel superhero routine, but still.
Yeah.
Dominic, two final lines for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Sorry, say that again. Sorry.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today? It's our customer satisfaction line.
I would say probably, it is reasonably interesting.
That's
yeah.
okay. That's good. That's all right. So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
I certainly hope so. I shall look forward to it myself.
Splendid. Dominic Sandbrook, the ace BBC Royal commentator and fine novelist and writer as well. Okay, royalty, Eurovision. General themes of the programme today, but certainly we could do a cross-reference with the Corgis, of course, who were a royal band in many ways. We're going to move into that easily now by addressing an awesome musician who's also going to be talking about DLM. Let's get the whole thing absolutely precise now. We're talking, of course, to the fabulous Andy Davis. How are you, Andy?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Good to hear you. Welcome to the Midweek Drive. And first off, I have to say, did you ever at any stage consider entering the Eurovision Song Contest?
Several times, yes, but we never actually did. We weren't sure how to do it.
Well, that's outrageous.
We might have asked a couple of publishers from time to time, and they said they'd let us know, but I don't think they ever did, and we weren't that keen anyway, but we... Probably like a lot of songwriters, we thought we can do better than that, but then can you?
Listen, every single track on any Corgis album is probably well worth deux points from anybody. And that's before we even get into your current project, which is DLM, which when I first heard this, I must admit, I was blown away, quite literally. No, it wasn't that meteorological conditions were good, but I just thought, what a wonderful, wonderful sort of line on this. But I don't want to preempt it, because in the studio we have Katie Dorr and Hannah Brown, who will be casting their critical ear over this wonderful 3.5 minute classic. Would you like to explain the backdrop, Andy, to DLM and all you do for all I do?
Yes. Well, I formed DLM. We're a trio, cello, violin and guitar. That's me and Claire Lindsay and Brian Mullen. Because I fancied a look at the acoustic world for a number of reasons, but there's less equipment involved and I'm getting fed up with lifting it. So we formed the band. It's very mobile and acoustic. And I tried to write some songs that sound like evergreen songs written in the 1920s or 30s, slightly sort of, they would be difficult to fix a year to lyrically. They could have been written any time in the last sort of 100 years. And I was aiming for that when I wrote this one. But then every time I pick up a ukulele, I usually end up writing an old-fashioned sounding song.
Well, it's certainly, I'd say it's got a timelessness quality as well, really, which somehow just resonates in the teenies now, as it probably will have done in the 19-teens and various other bits and pieces. Katie Dorr, are you ready to listen to DLM, named, of course, after their surnames, as we've just identified, you see?
Davis, Lindsay, Mullen.
It's a genius, you see.
Did you say you write songs on a ukulele?
Yes, I do.
I'm curious, why do you write on a ukulele?
Well, because you've only got four strings, which means you have to keep the chords fairly simple. And that's a good aim in songwriting, to keep things simple. And you know, it's easy to get convoluted sort of chord sequences that please a musician but don't do much for a song. So you can't really do that on a uke.
Well, interestingly enough, the theme to Eurovision was played on a ukulele last night by one of the entrants into the competition in the semi-final. So clearly, you know, it's not just George Formby who had a fine ukulele when he was cleaning windows in a different line. This is not George Formby. This is much, much, much better. Stay with us, Andy, if you will, whilst Hannah and Katie and Alistair will actually indulge in pure audio pleasure with DLM and All I Do.
Feel it when the day begins, and dawn is slowly creeping in. When shadows fall across my room, they whisper that you'll be here soon. I feel it in the midday sun, especially when we're having fun. No matter whether near or far, I close my eyes and there you are. All I do is dream of you. It's so, so true. All I do is dream of you. I feel it when the sun goes down, you'll be here soon. All I do is dream of you. It's so, so true. All I do is dream of you. All I do is dream.
Round of applause.
I really
of
like
course,
that.
Of course, yay! In fact, it's fair to say, Andy, that you've almost persuaded Katie Daw to pick up the ukulele again.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah, was is the decision guitar or ukulele, Katie? Where are you sort of sitting on this?
Well, I have a guitar and I really want a ukulele, and I was thinking it was maybe a bit overindulgent to have both, but Hannah's also basically sitting next to me going, get a ukulele, get a ukulele.
Hmm. Yeah, I have both, so I think you should have to.
They're quite different, yeah.
Hannah, as somebody who owns both, what did you make of DLM?
I enjoyed it. It's quite a nice calming, and I like the sound of the ukulele, because I only got a ukulele at Christmas, and I haven't played it too much due to uni work. But when I listen to songs, I'm always trying to listen out for ones that maybe I could try playing on the ukulele. So it's always nice when you hear songs with a ukulele in them.
Well,
It's a gorgeous song in and of itself as well.
June 9th, the Hood Memorial Hall in Chepstow, this very island of the United Kingdom, will actually be seeing DLM in performance. As indeed on October the 19th, if you want to book ahead, will the Winchcombe Live at the White Hart in Cheltenham, also in the United Kingdom, both upcoming dates. You can find out details about that by simply going to the dlm3.co.uk website. Fairly sure that's right. If not, Andy, I'm sure, will correct me and say, no,
he's well. That's quite right.
He's on completely the wrong one from that sort of perspective there. You can see videos and various other bits and pieces. Andy, can we turn the clock back slightly to the days of the corgis? Because, astoundingly, Hannah was not familiar of the awesomeness which certainly got me through higher education. And everybody's got to learn sometime.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Likewise, I mean, I think, Katie, you sort of remember this vaguely, sort of, I mean, yeah. As I say, the old manner of connections within that. There was a cover version done a few years ago by one of the Corrs. It wasn't a patch on the original. Sorry, Andrea. Just, you know, she tried. Bless her. She's from Ireland. Sorry. No, it's Eurovision bias coming across there. I'm giving 2 points. Was that the first major? I mean, it was the first time the Corgis for me kind of really emerged on the scene as a band and something which actually, you know, you thought, these are serious musicians. This is a good track.
Well, we had a minor hit. If I Had You got,
of course you did,
about number 12 something a couple of years before. Yeah. Everybody's Got to Learn, which sort of paved the way for us a bit.
Well, with your permission, Andy, I'm going to actually open the barriers now of sound and play the full 3-minute, 59-second version of Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime. Can we come back to you afterwards? Because I'm sure Hannah will have one or two questions with respect to this. It will probably actually put a whole new meaning on your journalism degree, which you're shortly about to graduate from.
Change your heart. Around you, change your heart, it will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Change your heart. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
being wrapped up in a warm cotton wool blanket. Katie, thoughts on the corgis? Does it take you back?
It's a lovely track.
And Hannah?
I enjoyed it, yeah. Mm. It sounds familiar, but I can't remember if I've heard it before.
Sounds familiar. Past life, obviously. Yeah. It's just one of the... And Get Hold of the Corgis' Greatest Hits. It's a wonderful sort of album. We'll feature more of that in times to come. Any questions you'd like to put to Andy Davis about either DLM, Corgis, or indeed life as a superb musician and composer?
Oh, the big thing we talk about is Eurovision. So will you be watching Eurovision this weekend? I mean,
exactly. You may not have actually put in an entry this particular time because, let's face it, Andy, you'd be too good. But will you be watching it?
Well, I probably will. I'll probably end up watching it like I ended up watching The Heat last night.
Yeah.
I didn't intend to.
No, likewise, I was there, but I was captured by BBC4, and I'll probably be there again once I've actually attended the public relations dinner that we're having at the White Hart in Lincoln. There we are, I've identified it. Oh, marvellous. It's a little word of working there. So, yes, it'll happen, because it just is, even if Australia win. Does that answer your question,
yeah,
Hannah?
Yes.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Well, Andy, we do have two final questions for yourself today. It's been a pleasure and a privilege actually connecting with your good self. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut with us on the programme today?
Thank you very much. It's been enjoyable, yes.
Marvellous. So can we... A reminder, dlm3.co.uk is, would you say, the best website to go to find out more about the awesomeness of DLM?
That's the one.
Excellent.
Please visit, yeah.
Would you be kind enough to return yourself in the near future and keep us appraised of musical magic both from the 20th century and the 21st century?
I would love to, yes.
Here's Jessica Moorboy from Australia with her entry into Eurovision.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we make? Why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away.
we have. We've got Love. That's the entry for Australia into the Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon. One of these days, Eva McDonald will enter the Eurovision Song Contest. I've no doubt. Meanwhile, Eva. Yeah, exactly. I mean, are you a Eurovision Song Contest fan, or is it a case of, look, you know, I've done Skegness, now I'm currently over in the strangely wondrous land that is, you know, a different part of the East Coast. Is Eurovision on your agenda for this Saturday?
You know what? Like, I have watched it in the past. Is it on this Saturday?
It is on this Saturday. This is
one
of the reasons.
It's come round really quickly. Mm. Gosh.
Yeah, well, it does with advancing age, you see, Eva. You know, I mean, when you first started on this programme, you were Miss Teenage Lincoln, and now, of course, it's all gone. You know, you'll find that the years keep going just like that, and suddenly, whoosh, it's 2086.
Are you implying she's old?
She's chronologically gifted, that's all, Anna.
No.
She's perfectly sort of, she's the right age for everything, really.
I have actually watched it a few times. I didn't know it was on this Saturday. If I can get a glimpse of it, I will do. If it's in the evening, it might be a bit hard, because we work in the evenings.
Well, being in Lisbon and being live from Lisbon, Portugal, only an hour ahead of us, I can guarantee it will actually be in the evening from about 8 p.m. through to 11 p.m. So it's critical time, I think. So.
Yeah, I usually finish at about 10:30, so I could catch a glimpse of it.
You could catch the winner.
Exactly.
Yeah, the winner right at the end.
It's very important. So, congratulations to Professor Mary Stewart, Vice-Chancellor of the University of Lincoln, because she's just been awarded a CBE. At least it's official.
Wow.
She can add that to the Guardian Inspiring Person, so, and continue ever onwards. She has, unlike her predecessors, David Chittick, of course, yet to appear on the Midweek Drive, but the offer's always open. You know, after all, technically it is her station. So, let's be honest. You know, it works through the whole thing. I know she doesn't take a heavy editorial hand on these kind of things, but a bit like, you know, Her Majesty's Government, it's really Professor Mary Stewart's radio station.
I like the fact it's the most excellent order.
It is, of course. Yeah, the most excellent.
Not merely excellent, but the most excellent.
Is that the official term for it?
It is.
Glad we managed to address that and sort it out and put into full force. So, Eva, what are you doing over in that part of the country that, I must admit, I was looking through my notes, and I think, where is she? I know we've been talking about actually coming to go and
where
see you.
Yeah,
exactly. Where are you these days, Eva?
So, where I work is a place, it's a place called, obviously, Park Stevens Arts. The holiday park is called Sunnydale, and it's in a place called Saltcleet in Mablethorpe.
Exactly.
So, Mablethorpe area.
Saltfleet in Mablethorpe. Have you ever been to Saltfleet in Mablethorpe, Hannah Brown?
I don't think so, no.
No.
Katie, it's a little village.
I think I have stayed.
You've stayed in Saltfleet?
Saltfleet in a caravan on several occasions.
Oh. You don't want to go. Because there is a likelihood for the last Tuesday in May, which I think is probably going to be May the 20th, something or that, that line.
22nd.
Thank you.
I'll have to check the date for it. You should be absolutely fine.
It may well be that, or May the 29th, because that was the other alternative that we're looking for. That we will
one
be
of
having.
Those is absolutely fine, I'm sure.
We will be checking that. So, Hannah, if you're still around.
Okay, I think it might be.
Well, there you can have your first ever trip. You can have the Harwich correspondence view of Saltfleet and Mablethorpe, and that will get all of your fans listening to you on air now even more excited by the fact they can have a full ticker tape parade to say Hannah Brown is going to Saltfleet near Mablethorpe.
Aww.
I'll be issuing autographs.
Exactly, because let's face it, Eva, I don't think you've actually co-presented with Hannah this year. Have you? I don't think so. No.
It's been a little while.
It's been a long time.
We've not seen each other for ages.
Oh, it's been too long.
But I know.
We like to ensure that midweek drivettes are connected in more ways than one. So how has the season been going so far, Eva? What's been the most challenging thing you've had to do? Have you had any upsetting children who have effectively sort of, you know, tried to take away from your experience as being the Eva McDonald at Saltfleet? What's it been going like?
It's been all right. At the moment, it's quite quiet because it's term time. The only time that it's been busy so far is Easter. Easter holidays, it's very busy. But, yeah, it's just, at the moment, I'm mostly just doing my sets in the evening. So singing sets, hosting things, DJing, doing a little bit of DJing. That's been the most challenging thing, I think, because it's something I've been learning this year.
So when you say DJ, do we now refer to you as either Mixmaster MC McDonald in terms of...
You could do. It's just sort of sitting in the DJ box, just guarding the music.
Guarding the music.
Do you get to choose the songs?
You do indeed.
Oh, so what's your go-to song for getting everyone to party?
I just put on the, we have, it's called the, it's just disco time, so we just put on the top hits, basically. Ooh. So all of the top hits are in the charts. I don't really know what the charts are.
Gone are the days where people would go up to you and say, got any quo? But still, it's a
bit of Whitney.
But we can actually offer the bookie's favourite for winning the Eurovision Song Contest this year, which is actually Cyprus's entry. Cyprus coming in from nowhere, qualified just easily last night with Eleni Forera and Fuego. So are you ready for this? You might want to incorporate it in one of your future sets, possibly.
Yeah, you can do. Give me lots of song suggestions.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as I say, this is Cyprus's entry into the fabulous Portuguese Eurovision Song Contest. Actually, it's more than Portugal. It's our Eurovision Song Contest in a kind of collective European and Israeli and Australian manner.
Okay.
Into my eyes, yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they lie. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high highs, yeah. Till I got it, does it, you? You got me belly can fly, 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 yeah. Taking me higher.
Certainly, and they've got the fire. Katie, what did you make of Cyprus's entry? Do you think it's a likely winner?
I think it is. I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Something seemed to have smashed across Israel's bow, which used to be the favourite from that point of view. Hannah?
Yeah, I like it. It's one that's going to get people feel upbeat and, you know, It's very dancey.
But ultimately, amazing description. You know, we need to find out what our trained opera singer and indeed a general entertainer, Eva MacDonald, thinks about the whole thing. Even though we have yet to see Eva MacDonald's CD, it will happen. I know it'll happen.
It will happen. Don't worry,
exactly.
Alex, it will.
Exactly. What did you make of Cyprus's entry into Eurovision?
I really liked that. I was having a little rave to myself as well, Hannah. I was really enjoying it.
And that's what we're about, you see, playing Eurovision songs down the phone to listeners, and that, dear listener, is entertainment.
We're going to start a trend.
Yeah, very much so.
Entertainment at its best.
Absolutely. Hannah, would you like to run this competition that I've teased for a wee while now, this competition which actually will be running until the 13th of May, so we're literally not too far away, just another 3 days or thereabout, 3 or 4 days. And what's it all about, please, Hannah?
Well, Siren Radio is running a competition, as said, till the 13th of May, where you can win 2 tickets to see Sense and Sensibility by Common Ground Theatre. Is that the name of the theatre?
Okay. I'm presuming there's not a typo here.
By Common Ground Theatre at Lincoln Drill Hall. All you have to do is send your name, a contact number and correct answer to the following question to competitions@sirenonline.co.uk. And the question is, who wrote the novel Sense and Sensibility? Was it A, Emily Bronte, B, Jane Austen, or C, J.K. Rowling?
Nice. Cutting lines there. And who knows, somebody could actually win that.
They could.
Exactly. So there we are. I think, well, actually, Eva, who would you like to ask you the last two questions? I mean, you know what they are, but who? I mean, you've got a choice here. You can have Katie Dorr, you can have Hannah Brown. We thought we would have had Hallie McGrattan and her team as well, but they've clearly got lost in London somewhere. But anyway, who would you like to ask your questions, please?
So are there only two of you in the studio besides you, Alex?
Well, we got Spike and Batgirl.
We've got our imaginary friends.
We've always got our imaginary friends. And there's a badger. Which one would you like to go for, Eva?
Could they have one each?
Nice. See, very good. You see, that's why Eva lives at the top of the hill in Lincoln as opposed to you. She has that kind of... it's always... The cream always rises. You know, no one at the bottom of the top of the hill, people.
I live at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, but you're from Harwich. You're on. I mean, and I know you're on a missionary line. Basically, you're there to civilise. So it's
just slipping down the hill with every move.
Well, again, it might well be a missionary line. You know, it's just,
very true.
Exactly. It's just shedding the word. It's from that point of view. Hannah, question one.
Okay. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have. I always enjoy it. Always enjoy it, and hopefully, I'll be back there soon.
It does, doesn't it, really? But that's okay. You know, we can cope with that because we've got Philip Herdwood coming up in a few moments. After we have another European taste of wonderfulness. This is Cesar Sampson. This is Austria's entry. And again, it's regarded as a possibility, this particular thing. Nobody but you.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. Gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open waters. This what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It wouldn't be I can hold on to. So am I walking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you. I can hold on to. Hey, Lord, I'm gonna bring you back tonight. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep, I'm in too deep.
Tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Don't make me tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I rocking in my arm, making you stay tonight. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Caesar, Samson Ostra's entry, Nobody But You, Philip Hurdwood, could actually do a better job than the four women who are hosting the Eurovision Song Contest from Lisbon. All aboard. Will you be there cheering folk on, given the island of... finally qualified after several years failing to get through the semi-finals, they've managed to sneak in there last night.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it, I've got to say, and I was sorry that Albania just seemed to, you know, get pipped at the post there.
Yes.
Didn't go further forward than they should have done.
You were sorry for Albania. I was devastated for Switzerland, as it was Zibs and Stones, that brother and sister team that were actually there. I thought they were a good sort of team. They had lots of I think they were letting off flares, for goodness sake. Not trousers.
They were wearing flares.
Wearing and letting them off as well. It's amazing, you know. But it's
How about that?
It's
that's
all
a fashion statement if ever I heard one.
It's amazing. Of course, it is the dulcet tones of Philip Hurdwood sitting in for his namesake, of course, Phil Leonis. But that's
indeed,
because
yes.
That's because we love that. And indeed, the first time we can welcome back with the full dulcet laryngeal qualities, which says...
Hannah Brown, historic Harwich heroine... and hyperbolic midweek drivette.
There we are, see? We thought we'd lost it, Hannah.
Well, look, you see, no.
Exactly. and just in case you thought, well, are we forgetting our co-presidency? Are we forgetting our contractual obligations?
Katie Dorr, the best travelling companion any dimensionally transcendental police box could ever wish for.
He could go on all night, of course.
He could, and I often do.
Exactly. It's just truly awesome from that point of view. So, Phil, one of the privileges of being the head boy and the person who wraps up the programme, whether or not you've been listening to it, you won't have been listening to us, don't worry. Is what sort of questions would you like to put to the team about how the programme's gone? Certainly a question to think about is, in terms of musical choices, still to be played and featured, we could offer you Ireland's entry, we could offer you Romania's entry into the Eurovision.
I tell you
contest.
What, let's have the Romanian entry.
Really?
That would interest me, yes,
certainly. I didn't even have a chance to actually put the United Kingdom entry into play there. It was just straight into line from that point of view. Of course, that would be Siri. Who'd be that, or Surrey from that point of view. Not Siri, which is
Siri with a fringe on top. I know.
Do you know exactly the lines that were coming out yesterday? And they omitted that completely in some sort of strange and bizarre sort of way. Romania, Katie, any thoughts in terms of what you're likely to expect or we're likely to expect from the Romanian entry, given that it's called Goodbye and it's by The Humans?
I'm intrigued.
Intrigued. So Katie's intrigued. Hannah, what about the line yourself, really? Goodbye. No, Hannah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry.
We've done the rehearsal. It's okay, Philip. We're okay. Everything's okay apart from the drives. Hannah, what do you expect?
I don't know. Maybe it could go either way, because I guess Goodbye could be sad, but then it could be an upbeat.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume by their name it's sung by humans.
Well, this
you're
is
probably
this,
not far wrong there.
Exactly.
I feel like that's a safe bet.
These lines, I mean, who knows, we should have invited Lara. Hopefully Lara can listen to the podcast. Anyway, it's Romania's entry into the semi-final because it hasn't qualified as yet for the final, so mm-hmm. who knows whether it'll get through. The decision is all that we'll find out. That's tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Indeed.
It's time for me to say goodbye. It's fine. I've tried a million times to kiss the emptiness and make her mine. I should have stayed, but I already left a thousand times. I've won my fight. Nobody knew nothing about all the love trapped in a void. Can see the light.
The humans.
Well, yes,
Philip. Well, what did you make of that?
Well, I liked it, actually. It was unexpected. I mean, I was wondering, you know, were they going to do something which was, you know, tinged, their entry, as it were, was going to be tinged with kind of Romanian cadences, you know, some of the traditional kind of gypsy-style stuff, which I really like. Or were they going to go for the kind of American stroke UK kind of mainstream, which they appear to have done. But, you know, I think it was pretty good. They took a long time to get to the hook, I thought. But, you know, it's a big stadium kind of song. I think it deserves to do well.
Certainly, you've got a power ballad. It should get through. Katie?
Yes, I really enjoyed it, although we were watching the video very slightly out of time with the song, and that made it quite funny. We were having a bit of people.
It's little things in life, Philip, like watching a video out of sync with the song that actually makes it just
you're just making me feel excluded, aren't you? You're sitting here watching the video, or you're just on the end of your phone.
No, but you have the unique experience of listening to the music over the phone, which is a new trend we're trying to start.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. That's called diplomacy, and I think that's a lovely gesture.
If you're listening, Boris Johnson, that's how it's done. Okay? That's the sort of subtlety. You see what I did there? Yeah. Slipped
there's
in there.
There's a saucer of milk for you in the kitchen. Yeah.
There we are. So, Philip, as we head towards the royal wedding, will it be impacting on the Herdwood household at all, or is it a case of, no, I'll be watching the FA Cup final?
I won't be doing either, actually. No, I mean, no, it doesn't really interest me, to be honest. I think I think I might be doing my hair that day. Actually, I'm not sure if I might be washing it. I'm not sure. No, it's not something that particularly engages me really. And that's it really. I'm not sort of interested. You know, I know people are.
It's not like the Eurovision Song Contest where we feel as though we're collected with at least a significant proportion of our fellow humans on the planet, even though
there is that. And of course, the other thing is I can always listen to it on the telephone.
Exactly. Which is, I think, is the way forward.
That now, apparently, that's the trend, according to your guest. That is the way that the whole thing's moving now,
It is quite clearly.
And if I got two phones and I had a sort of an arrangement
stereo
that went over my head and gathered the two together to my ears, I could call them headphones, couldn't I?
Jeez. Yeah.
Well, you should get a patent for that invention.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea. Don't you, two phones were playing music simultaneously and they'd be called headphones, wouldn't they?
Or the Royal Wedding in one ear and the FA Cup final in the other.
Pardon me, what was that?
Just put you on another microphone there, Katie. So just move that one there, because for some reason, to go along with our buzzing that we had in the early part of the studio, it seems that one of the microphones has given up its grace as well. No, don't worry, Katie. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. Well, you're back now. Philip can hear you. So can I. She's all
good. I can, yes.
What were you saying, Katie?
I was just thinking that you could have the Royal Wedding on one phone to listen to and the FA Cup final on the other phone to listen to, and that could be quite an interesting juxtaposition. Does anyone here have any objections?
That could be quite interesting, and then steam would probably come out of my nostrils. and it might be one coloured steam for the FA Cup, one coloured steam for the Royal Wedding. I don't even know the names of the people who are getting married, to my shame.
Sparkle as in Markle, as in Meghan. Sparkle, Markle, okay?
Right, I've heard
and
that name, yeah.
Harry as in Larry, okay? So there we are, Harry, Larry, and Meghan.
Right, Markle. I saw her in a film, actually. She was a London sort of a gangster film. She acted in. She was quite good in it, really.
If memory serves, they said the same thing about Grace Kelly. She was quite good as an actress, but then decided to chuck it all in. I don't know why.
Well, no, I mean, Monaco. Who wants to be the queen of Monaco?
Exactly.
I mean, who wants it? Please. Really, the prince and the princess, you know, I mean, who wants that when you could be slogging your guts out, making millions of pounds, making films? You know, I mean,
exactly.
And being a national treasure.
Exactly. So, Philip, allowing for national treasure, would you like to hear your very own Land of Ireland's entry into the Eurovision, which actually made it through the semi-finals for the first time in years with Ryan and Sean?
I'd only love it. It would be great. I'd only love it. Go on, play it. Play it for us now. Go on.
Ryan O'Shaughnessy with Together. I think we need you to do a full introduction to
this. That's not a very Irish name, is it?
that's what you did there.
Is he Welsh or Scottish? I can't really decide.
Ryan, sing for us Together.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water. You swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. Why have you been coming home so late in the evening? Is there someone else that I should know about? There's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going out. How could you love? Remember right back to the start. I'll forever wonder why I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why you said we'd be.
And off they skip into the background of a Dublin street, hand in hand, into the snow. Or indeed, a Lisbon night. What did we make of that one then, Katie?
It didn't do anything for me.
No, I thought, I mean, when you consider that Switzerland were booted out and didn't actually get through there, I think people were obviously feeling sorry for Ireland, personally. I think it was rubbish. Mind you, what do I know? Phil Hurdwood?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure his mummy's heart's bursting with pride, you know. But it didn't, no, I agree with Katie. I think it wasn't the best song in the world. I mean, there have been better songs. I mean, it's a perfectly good radio kind of a song, you know, middle-of-the-road radio kind of friendly song, but nothing spectacular, you know, nothing spectacular, really.
Hannah?
Yeah, I think it's enjoyable to listen to, and I did really like the video, but it's not a song that's going to stand out.
Oh, video again. Video again. Rubbing it in.
I'm sorry. But it's not one that I don't think that's going to stand out from the crowd, which when you consider how many songs are going to be in the final.
And we've just had a little sample to listen. We can't let the show go without Surrey and Britain's entry into Eurovision going. It's called Storm. Oh, we need to pass our thoughts on this. I think it's probably going to be about 12th or 14th in that sort of range because people don't like the United Kingdom. It's just the way forward. But Philip might disagree. Surrey, named after Susan and Maria Surrey. It's a compilation portmanteau word. And Storm, not a weather forecast.
Hey.
Hey, brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? Hey, sister, do you believe in the things we dreamt we discovered? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm, oh, oh, through the storm, oh, oh. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm, oh, oh, through the storm, oh, oh. Am I making you proud or could I do better? Hey, father, there's weight on my shoulders, but it's not over. I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm, oh, oh, through the storm, oh, oh. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm, oh, oh, through the.
Hannah, your thoughts? Are you filled with nationalistic pride? No.
I'm not gonna get my hopes up.
Katie?
I wouldn't be filled with nationalistic pride in any situation, though.
Well, exactly, any situation whatsoever. She's not a fascist. I just want to make that quite clear with a few minutes to go.
It sounded a bit like they've been listening quite a lot to Cat Stevens. You know, I think so. There are lots of little tunes and notes and kind of arrangements going on there that sounded very much like Cat Stevens, you know. I mean, the hook itself for the actual, you know, was quite good. And it was a big production and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's what you expect from Eurovision, isn't it, really?
Well, we'll know the answer in a matter of 72 or so hours from now. Philip, it's been
well,
awesome.
I mean, will anything ever beat Waterloo by ABBA?
I got the feeling you won the war. Knowing me, knowing you, and they're back together. Of course, they are getting back together. Benny,
well, I believe,
Bjorn, yeah. Agneta, Anna Fried. It's amazing. I will tag you into the photographs of Katie and Hannah in Facebook, so you can appear in the Eurovision special. Philip, it's been, as I knew it was going to be, wonderful. I think, to be fair, we won't have a nul point from Surrey as we had with Gemini in 2003. But that's another sort of. It's by the by thing there. Thanks certainly to Dominic Sandbrook and indeed our DLM musician extraordinaire. Thanks to Zach, thanks to Eva McDonald, William Coles, Anna Lewis, and you, dear listener. In the morning, we'll be talking about artificial intelligence and travel agents, in which technology is set to transform the Great British Summer. Yes, Philip, we're talking about meat-free vegan barbecues.
I'm into all this.
And indeed, the whole notion of the nation dividing its condiments up into Korean kimchi and fermented food.
And indeed, condiments of the season to you, too.
Well, there you go. Up after the news.
They had to come.
I like what you said there. We've got Emily Jackson. Yes, that's Israel's video. It's scary, isn't it? Never mind. We heard toys earlier in the production. Hannah, have you enjoyed the programme?
I have, thank you.
Are you back with us again tomorrow morning?
I don't think I can make tomorrow morning.
Katie, have you enjoyed the programme?
It's been lots of fun as always.
See you again very soon. Philip, have you enjoyed the programme?
As I always do. The only one thing, of course, was no video.
Well, you know, we have done video in the past, Philip, and you have been part of that video back indeed in 1986, where we actually parted a 24-hour
video. We are talking about three lifetimes.
That is very true, exactly. But, you know, time is just an illusion, a persistent illusion, admittedly, as Einstein said, but it's still there. Will you be back with
us? Wasn't far wrong.
No, exactly. Will you be back with us in the very near future?
You know I will when asked. I always love these shows.
And before we go, Katie, any one of the Eurovision Song Contest tracks that you say, yeah, I'd go with that one, the ones that we've heard today?
I quite like the Fuego one. And I quite like the Mercy one as well.
Cyprus and France from yourself and Hannah?
I don't know. None of them can beat my all-time favourite Eurovision song, which was Latvia's Pirate one. That's the all-time favourite. No song since has beaten...
Well, there we are. And Philip, just
you've got excellent taste.
Working the invention of the headphone and the telephone. That's it.
Well, there you are. You see, I've invented something live on air. I mean,
say bye bye, Philip. The news is coming.
Bye bye, Philip.
Siren Radio.